Chapter 2. Brielle. Stratus High looks cold. It's always looked this way, I guess. But after my morning workout, I was hoping for something balmy, at least temperate. Metal roofs topped the white, weather-resistant structures. Gymnasium, two classroom buildings, and a multi-purpose room. Against the white sky and the white functional buildings, evergreens grow in abundance. Holly, pine, cypress. My first class is advanced calculus, or so says the schedule I've been handed by a well-informed, excessively sympathetic secretary whose name I can't remember. The calculus teacher, however, is new and apparently uninformed. I nearly lose it when he introduces me to the rest of the class. My hands shake so fiercely I have to shove them into my pockets to keep them from becoming a point of attention. I'm sick again, but force myself to swallow it down. As fast as humanly possible, I take my seat at the back of the room and lay my head down on the desk. It's pathetic but necessary. I'm dizzy, very dizzy. 2/3 of the kids in this classroom have passed through each grade with me, and every single one of them saw the news story 3 weeks ago. A fact utterly apparent by the pained looks on their faces. After my impromptu dance performance this morning, I've had quite enough attention. There's no need to point more of it my way. Not when I'm convinced there's some cosmic spotlight trained on my biggest failure. I tell myself to keep breathing, to relax. Focusing on the teacher's voice helps. Monotone and austere. I wonder how many kids will be asleep by the time the class is over. I keep my eyes shut as he begins the lesson, reviewing material I can't make myself focus on or care about. Half the period passes before anything he says registers. And then his drab little voice surprises me. "Ah," he says, absent reflection. "It appears you're not the only new student, Brielle."